Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
We saw...
Sour Tongue?
Sour Tongue, yes.
And KMFDM.
At the Belasco.
At the Belasco. I'll brush over the thing that we say every time. We hate the Belasco.
I wasn't so bad tonight early. I don't know.
Their sound wasn't good.
It was bad. Their sound sucked.
It always does. But that's enough of that. We've said that ad nauseum.
So, Sour Tongue.
They were...
Not my cup of tea.
Fascinating.
They were definitely of a genre, and it made me feel very much like I was in Silver Lake in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was actually really similar to watching Third Grade Teacher, the sound was poor, so it was really hard to tell, but the vibe was really similar.
Yeah, somebody had their gear turned up way too high, because everything was feeding back.
Well, and I'm wondering if part of that was also not just part of the entire... So they held doors for, like, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Because of whatever reasons? So I don't know if it was, you know, they were then lacking sound checks or things happening properly. So there was something going on at the beginning. And whether that is the reason why, the opening band certainly suffered for it. Because they were feeding back and everything was just kind of so muddled and muffled. I couldn't hear most of what the singer, what the singer was saying or... singing or anything.
Yeah, I didn't understand a single word that happened either when the bassist was talking or when the singer was singing or the couple of times that she actually spoke. Like, I didn't understand ever. There was one thing, something about a sex tape.
Yeah, I heard the word sex tape.
And we'll prove them wrong or something like that. No idea what the fuck they said.
The one suggestion I would make to them is that if you are that asthmatic, perhaps that style of singing is not for you.
I think she did a wonderful job.
Sure, no, I'm not speaking to her singing necessarily. It's just she was so out of breath in between songs.
Yeah, super out of breath. After
and apparently
songs.
She did hit her inhaler at least once. And I'm like,
second or third song, she went over to where our side of the stage, picked it up, walked over the center, like, puffed on it, gave the kind of, like, shrug to the crowd, and then put it on the amp behind her.
Huh.
But, yeah, and it was a very shouty sort of singing. They are somewhere between punk and jazz.
According to their bio?
Well, one of their bios. Their other bio is, where is the cheese?
Have you tried the cheese?
Have you tried the cheese? Which I can appreciate as a bio.
Yes.
They are Los Angeles based.
I really enjoyed... I enjoyed half of the band. I enjoyed the singer, and I enjoyed the... not the lead guitarist.
The rhythm guitar.
Yeah. Which... I don't know. Read into what you will of this. It was the two females in the bands. In the band. The two guys. The bassist just looked like a giant douche knob.
Was that the sideburns guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the whole band was like a bunch of 20-somethings, and then their lead guitarist was like bald and 40. So it was weird.
They apparently started playing together during lockdown, during the pandemic, which is also strange. But they haven't performed out very much. They recently got picked up by a label who's fallen out of my head. And that is all the information I remember.
Anyway.
I'm super useful today.
Yeah. They were fun. If you get the chance to see them, give it a shot. If they're not your cup of tea, you probably didn't lose much. So, and if they are your cup of tea, congratulations. You found yourself a great band. And then after that was, of course, KMFDM. The entire reason that we were there.
Yes.
And KMFDM sucks.
We all know that they're like Primus.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're clearly not a KMFDM fan. But they were wonderful. I was super excited for the show. I have been a fan of KMFDM since the 90s, and I honestly didn't think I was ever going to get a chance to see them live. I assumed that, like most of the industrial-ish bands that I used to listen to in the 90s, they're no longer together and performing. Color me surprised when I learned that that was not the case. So I think when Twisted Cat said, "Hey, KMFDM," I didn't even let her finish the sentence. I said, "I'm in." I didn't ask the question, like, because normally I have 17 questions, you know. Are there seats? When is it? Where is it? Like, because I'm picky in my old age.
It says it that we went to see them at the Belasco.
Yeah.
Because we don't like the Belasco.
No. I try to avoid that as much as possible.
I do like the Belasco better when I get it seating, though.
Yeah. And they weren't super shitty about it like some of our other venues, Husk yeah. Blues.
Seriously. And it's, by the way, House of Blues, the issue is only that stupid side room at the Parish. The main room, the big room, they're great about ADA.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just that little fucking side room.
Is it always the side room, or was it just that guy?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. It was just problematic that night. Either way, KMFDM.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Came out, did a just super good, solid show.
Yeah.
Yeah, their lighting was intense, as you would expect. Their drummer is a fucking beast! Oh my god!
Yeah.
Holy shit! Like, I know speed metal bands that would look at him and go, "Dude, props." Yeah. That dude's a beast. I just assumed that all of their drum tracks were digital. They're not.
No.
Yeah.
And their guitarist, he amused the shit out of me.
Yeah.
He's this skinny, heroin chic, gothy dude, rocker.
Except his arms are way too muscular for him to actually be a heroin addict.
Yeah, yeah. But he's rocking that vibe. He's, you know, skinny and got
sure.
the fucked up mohawk. And
I dug his tights.
Yeah. He had the big Roman cross fishnets.
Under his shorts.
Yeah, under his shorts. But like half the show, he was just up there with like this dead look on his face. Just like nothing going on in there. Like he was in Tahiti, right? It's a magical place. But still, you know, hitting all of his licks and doing the thing. It's just like, he's like, "I've done this a million times. I'm elsewhere."
And then at some point he got really animated.
Yeah, and sometimes he was really animated. And I think that was just his shtick, maybe. Or
yeah.
maybe there are some songs that he just doesn't care about. I don't know. But it was really amusing to watch.
Sure.
And, you know, of course, there's Sasha. Everybody loves Sasha. And good old What's-His-Face, whatever his name is.
I was very entertained by his sort of pincushion mohawk.
Yes. He's such a dad now. Like,
yeah.
It's awesome. He spent the entire time in his members-only windbreaker thing.
Yeah.
Modified to be slightly more strappy and buckly and industrial.
Well, I mean, he had his, the members, it wasn't even necessarily modified. He just had, like, some leather bracers on over the ends of the cuffs of his members only jacket.
Well,
and a couple of shark bees tucked into the, the sleeve.
The
and
sleeve pocket. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a custom jacket because it had something written across the shoulders. But it was like black on black, so it was really difficult to read. But yeah, you can, he's, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Total dad.
It is nice to see, you know, a guy come out on stage wearing his, you know, completely zipped up members only jacket, kind of paunchy with his mohawk, and just, like, he's not super active. He's at his little console and hitting his triggers and...
Right, you can tell that he's so into it.
But he's just out rocking the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome.
Would recommend.
Yes, absolutely would recommend. I actually wanted a little bit more out of them. But I think most of what I wasn't getting was probably because of the sound at the Belasco.
Sure.
Because
Belasco ruins everything.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. Don't go to the Belasco, kids.
The Bellwether, on the other hand, I'm going to talk about the Bellwether, again. Oh, yes. My God, I love that venue. Patchy would love that venue.
Okay, I'm excited. We'll go.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have an awful lot more to say.
No, it was a good show. It was a good, solid show.
Yeah.
Shoot the sound guy, whatever.
Or whatever the problem is with the sound at the Belasco.
Yeah, I feel like it's the equipment, because they've got to have different sound guys.
It's just old and hasn't been tuned and cared for.
Yeah, but, like...
And they have people running in who just don't...
Well, it's a Live Nation venue, so they pay them, what, like $16 an hour?
I heard it was minimum wage.
Which I think in California is, what, like $15-16 an hour?
I mean, a number of years ago,
these days,
minimum wage was a little bit lower, but they were paying $16 an hour for, in-house A1 running sound for all of these bands.
Yeah, that's awful.
And you were clock in at this time, clock out at this time. You basically work like 5 to 6 hours and get written up if you have to do overtime. So,
yeah.
Dude mixing sound is literally coming in for, like, you know, $75.
So you're not going to get quality people?
Although the sound was better for KMFDM than it was for Sour Tongue.
KMFDM probably travels with their own sound person.
Okay, then it's not the sound guy. It has to be the equipment.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
No, because the headliners at those shows are always going to be traveling with their own sound guy.
Yeah.
Rick, any comments? I'm sorry, Batman. Any comments on the lighting?
It was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I touched on it at the beginning.
It's, I know, it was, but,
it was a high energy industrial strobe show, so a lot of strobes. They had some good pixelated effects and things going on, kind of in the trussing that was around the drummer.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting effects that they pulled off with things, but
lots of reds and whites.
Yeah.
Did we pass when we were supposed to get
the
off?
Blue and reds, back and forth, yes. Strobing fast.
Sorry, I was...
It's okay. I just realized that, like, we're on my route home, and so therefore we're past where we're supposed to be going. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
But, yeah. Lighting was good. It was synced up well. It was a decent set. They've got some custom little racks, I guess, for their looping and sampling and their trigger gear that they have up front for performance, that they have lighting and everything built into with some blinders and pixel lights and strobes and stuff. So
yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
The only downside of those is that they kind of block the stage from where we are off to the side.
Sure.
They're probably great from the front, but if you're sitting to the side of the stage, they kind of block a chunk of the stage. So small gripes.
Sure. So, coming up, we're coming up on April, so I think the next thing is Godsmack.
I think that is the next thing, yes.
An Evening with Godsmack. I am looking forward to this.
Yes.
It'll be a small little intimate show, so that'll be cool. All right, so I have been Twisted Cat.
I've been Patch.
I'm still Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!